Among the Eyeshine reports, 24 cases were reported as red, 15 were reported as white, yellow, or unstated, 8 were reported as green, and 1 case was reported as blue. Many animals exhibit eyeshine. That is because of a mirror-like membrane called the tapetum lucidum. This membrane behind the retina reflects light back through the eye, allowing the animal to see better in the dark. Most primates do not have this mirror-like membrane. Alleged Bigfoot reports state that the creature emits eyeshine, is mostly nocturnal, and can maneuver very quick and stealth-like through the forest at night. Is it possible that the Bigfoot creature's eyes are equipped with this unique membrane? It is generally believed that the Bigfoot creature is an omnivore. There have been several reports by many who have witnessed the creature sustaining itself on a variety of subsistence food, such as tree bark, insects, frogs, fish, roots, leaves, various seasonal berries, nuts, and fruits. Bigfoot obtains most of its animal protein for consumption by hunting within the game trails. The creature keeps watch for prey by often walking through or traveling around the game trails. There are several reports of the Bigfoot creature being a very stealthy yet powerful predator. Stories have been told by witnesses who have seen the Bigfoot creature suddenly appearing out of the forest, grabbing a deer, and running off with it. In some cases, the Bigfoot creature can be seen twisting the head off of a deer to near decapitation. Other accounts of Bigfoot's stealth and power involve the creature snapping off only the legs of their prey, such as wild boar or deer, as to keep the animal alive and immobile until the time of its consumption. The most common Bigfoot encounter in North America involves the creature being seen as it crosses a road. Most witnesses describe the creature making the trek over a 2-lane highway in only 3 steps. Most often, the witnesses state that the creature moved like a ghost, smooth and seamless across the road until it disappeared in the forest. There are many Native American tribes in North America that state, if you ever cross paths with a Bigfoot creature, do not look it in the eyes. Slowly turn around and walk away from the area. Author Wes Bateman states in his 1993 book entitled Knowledge from the Stars that if you ever meet a Bigfoot, do not harm him or her. After loudly speaking the words, have, do, me, kale, done, sock, which translates to, I witness your presence, I am friend. Slowly turn around and leave the area. There are some unorthodox theories stating that Bigfoot has the ability to raise its vibrational energy field and oscillate at a higher frequency, which in return renders the creature invisible to the human eye. Similar to how UFOs raise their vibrational energy field and cloak themselves in the infrared spectrum, which is invisible to the human eye, and can only be seen in a few ways, including the use of an infrared filter lens on a camera, shooting in night vision mode during the day. If this is true, would this account for why so many Bigfoot investigators in the forest often hear disembodied voices of unrecognizable language or vocabulary and hear very loud branch snaps yet see absolutely no sign of life within the thermal imaging scope. Some Bigfoot investigators even claim to have been touched physically by the unseen. It's been said that some Bigfoot creatures can leave a single footprint in the mud without a trackway in either direction. In some Native American stories, Bigfoot has supernatural powers and the ability to turn invisible at will. In Malaysian folklore, the Orang Mawis, or Mawis, is an entity reported to inhabit the jungle of Johor in Malaysia. It is described as being around 10 feet tall, bipedal, and covered in black fur, and has been reported feeding on fish and raiding orchards. There have been many sightings of the creature. The name given to the creature by the local people translates to snaggle-toothed ghost. Recorded claims of the Mawis sightings date back to 1871. There have been many reported sightings since the 1950s, and in 1995 in Johor, large tracks with four toes were reported. In November 2005, a much-publicized sighting occurred when three workers clearing ground for a pond saw a family of Mawis, including two adults and a child, walking near the Kinsin River. Later, large humanoid footprints were found, including one 18 inches long. A photograph of a fresh footprint in tar attributed to the Mawis was printed in the Malaysian newspapers in January 2006. The Hibigan is the Japanese equivalent of the North American Bigfoot. Sightings have been reported since the 1970s around Mount Hiba in the Hiroshima province. The Hibigan is described as a black creature with white hands and large white feet, standing around 5 feet tall. It has been said to resemble a gorilla. The Hibigan has a large nose, large, deep, glaring eyes, and is covered with bristles. Theories to account for this cryptid range from a gorilla, a wild man, or a creature ravaged by atomic radiation from the nuclear attack on Hiroshima. A sighting from 1972 reports that the creature has a chocolate brown face and is covered with brown hair and is said to have deep, glaring eyes. In two reports by a Mr. Sazawa and a Mrs. Harada, it was said that the creature took no hostile action and fled from four armed residents who had the intent of hunting the creature. Japanese Boy Scouts claim to have found footprints belonging to the Hibigan creature, measuring 10 inches long and 6 inches wide. The name Mande Barung, which translates to forest man, is an alleged ape-like creature said to inhabit the Meghalaya subtropical forests in the remote Garo Hills of the Northwest India Mountains. It is thought to be related to the Yeti of Nepal, the Ban Manush of Bangladesh, the Yeren of mainland China, and the Bigfoot of the Pacific Northwest. The creatures are described as being up to 10 feet tall with predominantly black hair. They are said to walk upright like a man. Alleged footprints of the creature measure around 19 inches long. The Barmanow is a purported bipedal humanoid primate alleged to inhabit the mountainous regions of western Pakistan. The Barmanow is the Pakistan equivalent to the North American Bigfoot. The term Barmanow is used in several Pakistani languages. The proposed range of the Barmanow creature covers the Chitral and Karakoram ranges between the Pamirs and the Himalaya. This places the Barmanow between the ranges of two more famous cryptids, the Almas of Central Asia and the Yeti of the Himalayas.